Greetings in Jesus' name on this 13th day of March, the year of our Lord 2024. It's currently in the 30s outside with the sun shining brightly this morning, and it's a joy to come to the radio mic on this wonderful Wednesday. We're anticipating a great service tonight, and we're already in preparation, looking forward to all that God has in store through the Word of God. We're believing Him that He would help us to be able to preach and to teach and to sing and to share. We're also believing God that He would help us this afternoon in gospel outreach, as we've been averaging with the young people, around 25 young people evangelizing on Wednesday afternoon. I'm going to be the bus driver today, and we're going to be taking soul winning teams out in our city, winning people to Christ and leading people in the wonderful words of the Lord. And I'm grateful for that, and I'm looking forward to a wonderful time that God is going to give us. Thank you for praying for us on yesterday. I was able to go up to Glen, New Hampshire, and preach in a pastor's conference and had a wonderful time. I was gone about all day, but the Lord did bless us with traveling mercies and a great time of preaching and fellowshipping with some of the regional pastors in the area. So much is going on in our building. We are raising the funds for our sprinklers. It's slowly coming in. But we are raising the funds for that, and we're looking forward to the day that we can get into the front of our building and have a whole new addition of Sunday school space and youth department space. Thank you for your prayers in regards to this great matter. In your Bibles, Psalms chapter 1 and verse number 1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." This is the man that is happy. This is the man that is experiencing the great joys of life, because this man has determined that the counsel of the ungodly is deadly, that the counsel of the ungodly is very, very discouraging. And so this man has come to the place that he says, "I'm just not going to walk in the counsel of the ungodly." And he's a blessed man. This man is determined that also that he's not going to stand in the way of sinners. He's a blessed man. He's a man that has experienced true biblical happiness. And so he's not going to stand in the way of sinners either. He's determined that there are lines of separation. There are opportunities in his life that he's just simply not going to stand in the way of sinners. This man's a blessed man. He's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. He's not standing in the way of sinners. And this man is a blessed man, nor is he sitting in the seat of the scornful. That individual that's continually running their mouth and running down the preacher and running down the deacons and running down the Sunday school teacher and running down the choir members and running down the special singers, they're scornful people. They're people that are always negative, and they're always talking about somebody in a negative manner. This man that's blessed says, "I'm not going to sit in the seat of the scornful. I'm not going to hang around any of these individuals, because these individuals are going to affect my happiness. I am not going to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm not going to stand in the way of sinners. And certainly, I'm not going to sit in the seat of the scornful." How am I going to keep my happiness, one might ask? Well, verse number 2 answers it. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord." His delight is in the Bible. He or she looks into the Word of God and finds the precious promises that are in the Word of God. He or she looks at the wonderful truths that are found in all of the Scriptures. Today I'm reading through the book of Deuteronomy, and my heart was just overwhelmed with all of the great Bible truths that are there. The man that is blessed finds his delight in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. The word of God is his stay. This is the blessed man. God promises this blessed man will not only be happy, but he will be fruitful, and God will use him and her in a most powerful way. I wonder, dear friend, today, have you found yourself in this position? Are you this blessed man or this blessed woman? May God help it to be true in all of our lives. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.